Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
New York sports is more than a game. It's a lifestyle. WFAN is the only place where Yankees, Mets, Giants, and Jets fans come together and sound off. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
Call his wife in 406. McMonagle here with you on the Fan. Got you for one more hour as we take it to 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. We started with the Brendan Nimmo trade. We can get back to that if you want to talk about that. 888-808-1019. It's a tough one for me. It's one that I think you have to wait and see. I think it makes them worse today, but it sets them up to be better in the future. This offseason is now. This was quite clearly, we'll see exactly what they do. And that's why I'm waiting. But it's quite clearly the first salvo of many. There's no doubt about it. This is not a standalone. You don't do this just to do this. So, like, obviously other moves would come. It's the beginning of a free agent. But other moves designed to work around this one. This move was designed inside of a plan, an overall scheme to improve the team differently. It wasn't just that, well, this guy makes us better. Now we'll move on to the next guy who makes us better, and then the next guy who makes us better. This is like a cultivated plan of moving off from Nimmo, right? Getting better defensively, making it more palatable to pay Pete long-term because you're saving money on the back end of the last 2 years of this deal. It also makes Pete a better defensive first baseman by putting a Gold Glove caliber second baseman next to him. But there's no doubt, the Mets just got older, the Mets got more expensive, and the Mets got worse offensively, much worse offensively today. But the game plan is what sets the, and I don't think it necessarily means, you know, Bellinger or means Tucker, because I think it's a clear indication that they're bringing back Pete Alonso. I think the last 2 years of Nimmo's contract and the idea he wasn't good defensively and the idea that you were probably going to have to play him at DH a lot speaks directly to the idea of that's how they view Pete. But Pete brings them more production. And Pete probably can play first base longer than Nimmo can play left field. And that contract that they're going to have to give Pete probably 5 years to sign him, I think Stearns has been told by the owner he wants him. It's going to take 5 years. And to make the back end of that contract more palatable, to make the next 5 years of Pete Alonso having to play a lot of DH easier inside the roster, all predicated on getting rid of Brendan Nimmo. They had to get rid of Nimmo. That was the game plan. But to do so, they had to take on a bad contract. And it is a bad contract. A player who has, over the last 2 years, not had an OPS above .700. He has an OPS below .700. He is declining offensively at a large clip. He's more expensive over the next 3 years than Brendan Nimmo is. And it blocks a lot of the young kids that were looking for a spot. Now they probably have to include in the move. But a lot of people are jumping right to, oh, well, this means Bellinger and Tucker. One, Bellinger was probably on the table anyway. I mean, we all thought he would play center. He could be signed and play center field. We've been talking about Bellinger for 2 weeks. More than that, with connection to the Mets. And I think this means Pete Alonso. They've also got to sign Diaz. They also have to impact their starting rotation. Like, that's a lot before you think about giving big-time money to one of the two biggest outfield free agents in the game that are going to cost you a pretty penny. So, like, let's see how this plays out. I don't love it in a vacuum, but it's not in a vacuum. It's step one of a plan. We will see what the plan is. And then you get to the football teams. Again, 10 straight losing seasons for the Jets, and the Giants just pulled off one of the more miraculous losses of the past 2 weeks. Because it never ends. Have you ever seen a team more on the wrong side of just, I guess, history than this New York Giants team? There's two things you can guarantee. They are, like, the bookends of Giant games are easy to predict. They're going to score a touchdown on the opening drive, and they're going to blow the game in the fourth quarter. It's remarkable how consistent they are with this. And it was an interesting game, and it was a fun game, and Winston played an incredible game, but ultimately they found a way to lose. And for me, like, it's not so much about tanking. The Jets, absolutely. Jets need a quarterback. The Jets would be doing themselves a disservice winning games. I don't feel the same way about the Giants. I'm not out there desperate to lose. I'm not going to scream about it. I'm not going to yell about it if they win, like last year's Colts game. They have the quarterback already. And that's the main reason you would want to lose games. And again, we all know what tanking means. The players aren't losing on purpose. But, like, to me, they played a competitive game. They're answering questions about their wide receiving core. They're answering questions about their offensive line play, who I thought played great in this game. It was a competitive football game against a team that's far better than them on the road. And the fact that they lost, I'm sorry, I'm not going to cry about not getting the third win in Week 12. They're probably better off losing. Now, I'm not going to scream about that because they already have the quarterback, but a better pick is tangible. Building off of a dead season is just not tangible, and I'm sorry. I just don't care. I don't care. But it is just classic Giants right now and a disaster. You've even got Malik Nabers tweeting out that he thinks they're trying to lose on purpose. He doesn't understand throwing the ball instead of running it and forcing timeouts. He doesn't understand not kicking the field goal to go up 2 points. And that's probably the main kind of question of the game, that fourth down call. Up three with 2.5 minutes left. And they decided to go for it on fourth and goal from the sixth as opposed to kicking the field goal and going up six. And to me, like, they know they don't have Dexter Lawrence. They know their defense hasn't made a stop in a critical moment, not just yesterday, but in every game all season. And you're trying to win the football game, and you've got nothing to lose at 2-9. I have no problem going for the win there because I don't trust the defense. And let's be honest, you kick the field goal, you can't get a touchdown beat you, and you're kicking the ball off, and they're getting the ball at the 30. Like, you're giving them 20-plus yards, 25 yards extra, needing a touchdown with 2.5 minutes left. Like, I don't think they're winning that game either. They're not winning the game no matter what they do. I have no problem going for the win from the six. I really don't. But, again, the Jameis Winston plays, and I know Dexter Lawrence not being in there is upsetting a lot of people. I get it, and I want him in there too, and you have all that time. It's the first down of, but they talked about it in the postgame, and Dexter Lawrence admitted it. He's banged up, and they're trying to play him on passing downs so he can get a pass rush. And we could scream and yell that Dexter Lawrence needs to be in there. The fact that Dexter Lawrence isn't in there doesn't mean they should give up a 70-yard touchdown on one play. Like, he's not the only, there's 11 guys out there, tackle. Like, I wish he were out there, too. I wish he was healthy to be out there. And even if he wasn't, I wish he was out there. Is that the difference in making a tackle for a loss and giving up a 70-yard touchdown? Like, this defense stinks. The coordinator stinks. And it's just, it's incredible how they continue to find ways to lose these games. It's just remarkable. Like, you get that trick play. Jameis Winston goes in. They're up 10 points in the fourth quarter and immediately begin to lose the game. Like, the next play is a big touchdown run. And then the next offensive sequence is an interception. Like, you knew it. You knew it. 888-808-1019. Let's get to limo driver Ed calling from Newark Airport. Thanks for hanging in, Ed. How are you?
All right, buddy. How you doing? You know, listen, Chris, you know, we were just, the way you're saying it, you know, the 11 guys on the field. Yeah, coaches ain't there. All them fourth quarters, coaches are not on the field.
No.
Okay, coaches are not saying not make that tackle or have them run up and down on you. That's what I'm saying is, you know, even with my Jets, the same thing. They have gave up, you know, and the organization and everything. It's just a mess. It's a mess in our New York teams, you know, and it's a shame.
No
like
doubt.
You said, like you said, too, is that the Giants haven't won nothing in a long time. Shucks, Jets haven't won nothing since 1969.
No.
I mean, you know, a couple of players have won, Rex Ryan. But other than that, they haven't won anything.
They've had 10 consecutive losing seasons, which is almost impossible to do.
Yeah, and as a fan, why do we keep spending money?
No, I mean, I hear you. And I'll tell you the truth. I'm kind of optimistic about the Giants moving forward. I am. I tweeted it out today, and I talked a lot about it on Saturday. You've got Jackson Dart, you've got Malik Nabers, you've got Cam Scataboo, and you should have a top five pick. If you hire the right coach, they can be this year's New England Patriots. They absolutely can. They can go be a winning team next year. I don't know about 9-2 and leading the division, but they can go from a last place team with a young, you know, rookie quarterback who was injured during the season and lost a lot of games. Like, you hire the right coach, there's enough talent on this team where they can go win football games. Look at it. Like, I know it's frustrating, and they're 2-9, and it's 2-10 now, and it's unbelievable how many different ways they find ways to lose. It's incredible. But you can make a case they should have beat the Lions on the road. They should have beat the Broncos on the road. They should have beat the Saints. They should have beat the Bears. Like, that's four more wins right there. They should be six. They should have six wins. Seven wins. I mean, the Patriots were considered the worst roster in football, had no chance to win last year. Now they're the number one seed in the AFC. Things can happen quickly. Now, even with the Jets, you get the right quarterback, it can happen quickly. We saw it with Washington last year. We saw it with the Houston Texans a couple years ago. It's not impossible, but a rookie quarterback immediately taking a franchise that hasn't had an over 500 season in a decade seems a little bit less likely to me. But I've seen Jackson Dart play. I've seen this offensive line get better. I've seen now Wandell Robinson and Theo Johnson and I think Isaiah Hodgins. Like, and knowing Malik Nabers is back, knowing they have a top five pick that can give them another weapon. Cam Scataboo looked to be a good runner. We've seen the running back room be productive here in the last couple weeks. You know, defensively, they have talent if they can get better coached. Like, I think, you know, if Dexter can come back healthy, Burns is practically at the top of the league in sacks. I think Carter can be much better. I think there's real hope for the Giants. I just don't get hung up on the third win week 12. That's me. I don't get hung up on it. It's very easy for me to look at this and take the positives out of it because I don't care about the loss. I don't care. Not a 3-9. Not a 2-9, I don't. So the offensive line playing well, the wide receivers playing well, like, those are all things I feel better about than figuring out a way to win the football game. Really. Ben in Princeton. What's up, Ben?
Hey, good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good. First thing first, if we don't speak again, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Always a pleasure when I call in.
Oh, I appreciate that. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours as well.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Real quick, is it me? Am I going crazy? It happened in the Giants game. But these coaching decisions, Chris, where these coaches, they're kicking the field goal when you're not supposed to kick the field goal. Then when you kick the field goal, They don't kick the field goal.
Yeah.
They don't punt. It happened in four different games that I watched yesterday, and I'm just dumbfounded by it.
It is very interesting. You're not wrong, Ben. And again, happy Thanksgiving. We are seeing a real shift. It used to just be like the Dan Campbells of the world and the who's the coach known for coach the Carolina Panthers and the Bears. I'm terrible with names sometimes. Not the Bears, Washington. Joe Judge was criticized for knocking him when he was sick with cancer. Well, I can't think of his name. The former linebacker for the Bears.
Oh, Riverboat Ron.
Riverboat Ron. Ron Rivera. Something about names, especially when I'm on lack of sleep. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, like Brandon Nimmo. Like Brandon.
Well, I mean, for only a second, though. But like it'd just be the Dan Campbells of the world or the Riverboat Rons of the world who would be going for it on fourth down constantly. Like it is, it's almost exclude. Like the numbers have shown, and you look at the analytics. I saw a tweet showing the analytics of the Giants' decision. The numbers are with going for it on fourth down on the fourth and at the 6 yard line instead of kicking the three. The numbers are with going for it on fourth down a lot. We are seeing it a lot. But I agree with you. There are some, like, it has become a very difficult thing for the coaches. Like, a great example of it was the Bills game the other day, on Thursday night, right? There's like 10 minutes left, and they pass up a field goal to cut it to a three-point game. Instead, they go for it. They don't get it. And then the next drive later in the game, when they're still down a touchdown and a three-point field goal only makes it four with only a couple minutes left and fourth and 10 from, like, the 12, then they kick it. Like, it just makes no sense. Like, if you would have kicked it both times, you'd be in a better position. But you were aggressive, and then later in the game, you were less aggressive. Like, it's hard watching these coaches coach. You're right. Like, it's become more difficult. It used to be easier when it was just kick the field goal. Now the numbers have changed it, and coaches are having a really tough time deciding when to go with the numbers and when to be less aggressive. There's no doubt about it. We have seen more puzzling decisions from coaches on clock management and when to kick a field goal than we have ever seen before. Bob in Bayside. What's up, Bob?
Yeah, I have 2 points on the Giants, Chris.
Yes.
First point is it's very simple. The offense has been playing well basically the whole season, and the defense has been the problem. This guy Bowen, the DC, is going to be fired 5 minutes after the season ends. 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe 1 minute after the season. I mean, that's been the problem, the defense. It's a simple analysis. Let me get to the point about kicking, going for it on fourth and goal.
Yeah.
Instead of kicking the field goal. It's a matter of odds, Chris. What are the odds of going 70 yards into a crowded end zone versus going 40 yards into a field goal position? What are those odds? One is about 5-6 to 1 against.
Where'd you come up with that?
And the other one is about 2-1.
Well, according to the advanced stats, you're better off. But here's the other thing. What are the odds you score the touchdown on 4th and 6 and end the game right there? Like, you're forgetting that part of it. Like, if you're successful, you've ended the game.
Well, the odds that you
get score a touchdown
at 4th and goal from the 6 yard line is not very good. The odds are against you.
Yeah, you're just assuming that. You don't know. You don't know what a 6 yard play is to get into the end zone. Plus, you got to take into account that ends the game, as opposed to, you know, just making it you still lose on a touchdown. And from the 30 is a hell of a lot difference than backed up against your own goal line trying to get into field goal position. And by the way, they got to a 59-yard field goal. It wasn't like they got to a chip shot. It's a 59-yard field goal. What are the odds of making a 59-yard field goal?
These guys today are kicking 55 and 60-yard field goals.
They're also missing extra points. They're also missing extra points like it's going out of style. You want to talk about how many missed field goals there are in the league? You're seeing some long-term kicks. You want to see how many missed long field goals there were too? Like, again, the analytics tell you to go for it in that situation. The advanced numbers and the odds tell you to go for it. You're just citing numbers that you believe, 5-1, 6-1. You're pulling it out of thin air. It's not real. The numbers dictate that you go for it. The numbers dictate you go for it, and you're dismissing the idea that they could get the play. The offense went up and down the field. The offense scored touchdowns left and right. The offense were pulling trick plays out of their, you know what? They can't get 6 yards and win the game? Like, you're forgetting that angle of it, too. It goes both ways. And, let's be honest, like, who could miss the field goal? Like, there's that, too. He could miss the field goal. They could score a touchdown and win the game. He could miss a 59-yard field goal. You do have a better... I'm sorry, I'd rather start any drive from the 30 than start it from the 6-yard line. Anything could happen at the 6-yard line. You get one penalty, you're half distance to the goal. You get a holding call in the end zone, that's a safety. Like, I don't want to be up against the goal. I'd much rather start at the 30 and have to go to the 70. 888-808-1019. But look, so, I mean, those are questions, no doubt. And that's debatable. I'm not trying to say it's a slam dunk. Because I said in the game, in the moment, I just assumed they would kick the field goal. And then I was like, oh my God, kick the field goal. And the more I thought about it, I don't know if I agree with that. I think I don't now. But in the moment, I was even saying kick the field goal. So I get that it's up for grabs. And it's a decision that goes, you can go both ways with it without question. But honestly, with this defense, I honestly believe they were going to lose the game no matter what they did. The only way they win the game, and that's my main reason for going for it. In my mind, the only way they win the game is if they score a touchdown there. If they kick a field goal, they lose. If they don't get it, they clearly lose as they did. That's honestly what I think. So I got to go. The only way they win the football game is if he scores a touchdown. So you got to try. You got to try.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Put WFAN in your contact list. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You know, another thing about the Giant game, I've been accused of being a Brian Daboll sycophant. And I never criticize him, and I'm always looking to defend him. Even today, I defended him a little bit because, like, the idea that Mike Kafka somehow coached a better game. Now, he had a great game calling. You know, I think he did a great game. He had a great game plan as an offensive play caller. But he was that already for the New York Giants. And their offense has been good all year. So, like, the idea that, Mike Kafka coached a really great game, which I saw all over the place, coached his ass off. He coached the same game Brian Daboll coached all year. But having said that, I will criticize Brian Daboll here. Because I'm sure he probably wanted to start Jackson Dart from the beginning, and that's why they named him the second starter, the second quarterback. And they probably were waiting for Andrew Thomas. But now that we've seen Jameis Winston play for two games, how in the world? Like, I don't care how much money, the difference in contracts. And by the way, we were just looking at it. Zach Wilson signed a bigger deal with Miami than Jameis Winston signed with the Giants. Like, that's... Jameis Winston is one of the best 32 starters in the NFL. Like, one of the 32 best quarterbacks. He could be a starter in this league. I don't think there's any doubt. Watch him play. Now, he turns the ball over too much, and he can be careless. But honestly, how in the world did the Giants not start him at the beginning of the year? Like, look at what Russell Wilson looked like. I know he had the big game in Dallas throwing the moon balls because Dallas didn't guard anybody, and every single receiver got behind the defense on almost every play, and he's still good at throwing that deep moon ball. But look at the way he moves. Look at that touchdown that Jameis Winston has on that trick play. He cuts his route short. He comes back in to make a play on the ball, and then throws a defensive back out of bounds and runs into the end zone. Russell Wilson can hardly put one foot in front of the other. Like, and this doesn't, like, I get paying, like, Russell Wilson was a starting quarterback last year for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He led them to the playoffs. He was miserable down the stretch and into the postseason. Like, I'm not even killing them for necessarily signing Wilson after Winston. I'm not upset that they gave him more money than Winston, because I think that was kind of, it seemed logical in the offseason. But having both of them in camp and watching them play and seeing what Russell Wilson has looked like and seeing what Jameis Winston has looked like, the money should have been damned. Who cares about the money? You knew you were probably going to go to the young quarterback anyway. And you knew you wanted to go to the young quarterback. There is absolutely no reason why Jameis Winston wasn't the starting quarterback. Look at the way the dude is playing. Now, again, maybe it took him time to learn this offense. You know, maybe he's playing better now than he would have played in week one. But, man, oh, man, just the sheer athletic ability. The ability to throw all the passes, the ability to move in the pocket, the ability to be an athlete. As he said in the game, he likes to consider himself an athlete. He is. Look at him. That's an incredible play. Giants might have had a win or two if Jameis Winston was the starting quarterback. I don't care who signed him. I don't care how much money. That goes on Daboll. That goes on, I guess you could say it was an edict from on high because of the money, but Daboll should have known better. This team should have known better. Jameis Winston should have started this year. You could argue Dart should have started the year, but I have no problem waiting until Andrew Thomas came back. Jameis Winston is so far and away the better quarterback. And you know what? The more I think about it, he's not going to be the backup next year for the Giants because someone's going to offer something for him. Like, I bet you the Giants trade him in the offseason because this dude can play. He's a first overall pick, and he could put up yards with any. He can throw the football with any quarterback in the league. And he played a great game, and he's played two really good games. And he's fun, and you saw the clip of him, you know, we're outside, but we're inside in the opening. See if you can find that for me, please. We didn't talk about that, but see if you can, and I think it's clean. But his pregame speech to the team, like, how do you not like this dude? And I, like, is having fun watching him overblown because they lost the football game? I guess it is. But again, for me, and I'm coming at this game maybe different. Certainly Brett's on hold. I'm sure me and Brett don't treat this game the same. Like, heartbreak was off the table at 2-9. Heartbreak's off the table. Devastation's off the table. I joke how I go to like a dark room somewhere and just like try to compose my thoughts for a while after brutal losses. There is nothing that could have happened. This heartbreaker of a loss, 44-0, I don't know, even more of a up 19 points again in the fourth quarter. There was nothing that was going to happen yesterday that was going to break my heart. It's over. So I really don't care. So, yeah, watching Jameis Winston play, watching these trick plays, watching him throw the football, watching this offense operate like that, it was a competitive, good game that I enjoyed watching for the most part. Even if I do struggle with whether or not I think they should win during the game. That's neither here nor there. But he should have been the starter from week one. Absolutely, 100%. All right, let's see if we got the Jameis Winston pregame. If you haven't heard this, it's just classic Jameis Winston, where he's all emotion and it doesn't even matter. He's a Bob Dylan song. It's all about the feel. It doesn't even matter if you understand the lyrics. Here's Jameis Winston pregame.
Let's get it!
Hey, yo, check this out.
We outside, but we inside.
Come on.
We outside, but we inside.
Come on.
I want everybody to go outside of their boundaries and do whatever it takes to pull a win.
Come on, huh?
We got to be desperate for greatness. Yeah. Desperate for greatness.
Come on.
How bad do we want it? Let's find out. Here we go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Spell it
on three. 1, 2, 3.
If he only gave that speech right before overtime or right before the fourth quarter. But we outside, but we inside. I feel you. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Brett in Long Island. What's up, Brett?
How do you explain to a 4- and 6-year-old after watching a game for 3 hours that losing was the best thing? How do you explain to the diehard fans
that
drive 2 hours to the stadium, spend half their day watching this game, that losing was best? How do you explain to these players that still want to win, maybe looking for contract, that was the best thing? Chris, you
don't have
never
to explain
tell
to the players
that losing the game was a good thing. It's not. And then what? Oh, you get a better pick.
How is winning the game a good thing?
You get hurt. You're out of your mind.
Okay.
You can watch that.
All right, 3-9. 3-9 does a lot. 3-9 does a lot. 3-9 does a lot.
I watched. Did you sit there and watch the whole game? Yes or no?
Of course I did.
In your head.
Of course I did. Yeah, because you can't seem to understand this, Brett. I don't know what to tell you. Yes, during the game, I have mixed emotions. Stop yelling! What are we yelling about? I'm not even having a conversation with you yet. There's no reason to yell. Have a conversation with me. The same one we have over and over again, but if you want to have it, we'll have it. Stop yelling.
We can talk about anybody. He's a fan of Tomlin.
Yes,
I got a horrible takes. What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, let's take a look. You don't think Tomlin would be a good head coach? You don't think Tomlin would be a good head coach?
He's not coming here. If he does, I'll buy you a $500 steak dinner. You heard it. I will. He comes here, I'm buying you.
Okay, but why can't he come here?
He was a terrible coach, okay?
Who?
He's terrible. And Kafka, that's that argument's over. But the argument about taking, it's a year. This is why I'm yelling, Chris. It's a year from now.
I'm certainly not worried about the third win in week 12, bro. I'm not worried about the third win in week 12.
It's about being a fan of a team.
It is about being a fan of a team. And I'm smart enough, and I know you seem to be dense on this subject, I'm smart enough to understand that it's not about the instant gratification of a win. It's what's best for the team. That's what I care about, what's best for the team, not what's best for my mood on a Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock, or how do I justify how I spent the last 3 hours. That's not what I'm thinking about. You might want to think about how you justify your 3 hours or the car ride or sitting in the stands or enjoying a hot dog or talking to 4- and 6-year-olds. You can worry about those things. I'm going to worry about what's best for the New York Giants. Now, we can differ on what's best for the New York Giants. I'm open to that discussion. I disagree that a third win on week 12 is what's best for the New York Giants. I don't give a damn about the third win in week 12. I don't see a difference between 2-10 and 3-9. Maybe you do. I understand you mentioned the players. Of course. That's why the whole idea of tanking, the word tanking, is a word that just, it means, this is what it means. because I know the players are going to play to win. I would never suggest that the coach should coach to lose, and I would never suggest that the players should play to lose. They should play to win. They should coach to win. Could roster decisions be made? You could make an argument that decisions were made in this game not to play Dexter Lawrence because he's banged up and the win doesn't mean anything. Like, that's the kind of, like, if a player's hurt, he shouldn't play. Except the quarterback who needs development. But, I mean, he didn't make it through protocol. He shouldn't play. But, like, if there's, like, if your star player or something is banged up, like, there are things you can do roster-wise and 53-man roster-wise that could impact tanking, quote-unquote. But for me, it's you couldn't win when it mattered. How dare you win now? Like, that's what it's about. I saw Justin Penix. I think his name is Justin Penix. He does the podcast for John Boy with now Sean Marash. And he tweeted out, I'm at the point where any success frustrates me because they weren't able to do it when it mattered. That's my exact process and thought process for tanking. I'm not pissed that the Giants played well. I don't watch them and get mad at them. You're right. Is there some sort of level of me having a duality thought process or feelings as I'm watching the game? Is there something inherent in me when the Giants make a good play to go, yeah, or when they make a bad play to go, oh, my God, you bum? Yes, of course. There's some sort of, like, it's not simple necessarily, but at the end of the game, I know what's best. At the end of the game, I'm able to say they're better off losing. Now, again, this is a different situation because they don't need the quarterback. They have one. And if the quarterback were playing, this wouldn't be an issue. But since the quarterback isn't playing, I don't deem a third win in Week 12 to be meaningful for next season, where a better draft pick is a tangible advantage. Doesn't mean they'll take advantage of it by picking the right player, but the more players available to them, in every round, by the way, not just the first, but the more players available to them, the more likely they are to pick the right player. That's how I feel. A 3-9 as opposed to 2-10 does nothing for me. It does nothing for me. Now, if the quarterback were playing, I'd want to see him go play well. I'd want to see him get better. I'd want to see him instill belief in the team that he's a winning player. Like that, to me, that's the one scenario. I have the young quarterback. I want him to go out there and play well. I won't root for losses. But he wasn't playing yesterday, and I wasn't necessarily even rooting for a loss. I was just watching, and whatever happened at the end of the game, I would have said they're better off losing the game because I don't care. I don't think there's anything to build with a coach who won't be back and a quarterback who won't be the starting quarterback next year. That's just how I feel. We all know Shane Bowen sucks. He's not coming back either. What about this is going to build into next season? And if it were that easy, the Colts were terrible down the stretch of last year. They've had a great year. The Giants won 9 games, won a road playoff game, and followed it up with a 40-0 drubbing by the Dallas Cowboys and 2 miserable seasons. So please tell me where this momentum builds anything. It doesn't. It doesn't. So to me, it's not about my instant gratification on a Sunday afternoon. It's about what's best for the franchise. It's about what's best for the New York Giants. And if you want to make the case that a third win in Week 12 is better than having a larger pool of players to pick from in every round of the draft, we can disagree on that. We can disagree on that. And if it were they needed a quarterback, I'd be fuming today. But they don't. Or actually, I wouldn't be fuming. They lost. I'm saying if they won the game, I'd be fuming. But they didn't. But again, I don't want to make this about tanking or you trying to get inside my head. This is how I feel. We differ on it. A lot of people differ on it. I'm in the minority on this. I don't understand why, because the logic is almost undeniable to me. But many people think it's more important to win meaningless football games. Okay. We could disagree on it. That doesn't change the fact that there were some positives from the game and some frustrating things from the game. And ultimately, it's about, to me, the beginnings of finding an offensive line, which we haven't done in forever. Like, that's the big takeaway for me. The offensive line has begun to impose its will late in these games. And they gave Jameis Winston a clean pocket all game long. Theo Johnson making big plays? Wandell Robinson making big plays? Hodgins making big plays? Both running backs running the ball well? Like, those are better takeaways for me than, oh my God, they couldn't figure out how to way to close the game. They haven't done that all year. If they did it today, would that somehow change who they are? They're not the lousy 2-10 Giants, Chris. They're the coming off a win 3-9 Giants. Woohoo! Great. That doesn't do anything for me. Same thing with the Jets, just how I feel. But that doesn't change the fact that they got some good answers. And it doesn't change the fact that they still don't know how to win and the coach, the defensive coach needs to go. And yeah, as far as Mike Tomlin goes, I'm getting more and more enthused by the day that that's a possibility. I'm not saying it's 100% of a lock. He's not available right now. He's coaching another team. This has grown stale in Pittsburgh. And you know how I know that? They did things that they don't normally do. They made trades they don't normally make to bring in star cornerbacks. They went out and brought in Aaron Rodgers, typically not what they do. Like, they recognized things were getting stale and went for it. Now they've had a division lead, and they've blown it already. And there's a good chance they don't make the playoffs. And they don't have a real answer at quarterback. Their defense has gotten worse. They could be in the midst of a rebuild. John Mara reportedly is open to trading picks for a coach. I would trade next year's number one for Mike Tomlin. Is that something you think that the Pittsburgh Steelers like won't even consider? I think they'd consider it. I think they'd consider it. I'm not telling you it's going to happen, but it's worthy of a discussion. It's worthy of spending a minute on when I talk about the coaching search. Absolutely. I think it's plausible.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
All right, 4:53, a few minutes left before the top of the hour. We'll go rapid fire styles. We take you to 5 o'clock and the warm up show. Let's go to Omar in Brooklyn. What's up, Omar? Hold on. Hey, what's up, Omar?
You know, I like that you're a passionate fan, but whenever I listen to a fan that wants to lose the game and does not have feelings, I understand you want a pick in every round. And NBA players in all the leagues are considered LeBron James type of players are considered that because there are only five players that play in the game and they are more like means to the team to build up. And from 1999 to this year, there is only one player, Tim Duncan, selected one overall that has won a championship with the same team. LeBron coming back to Cleveland and winning it. The people that drafted that means so much. That player is so out of this world, more than a quarterback. They haven't won a championship when they draft the player, when they tank for so many. These teams tank. And Caleb Williams was supposed to be almighty great. He has still 8 wins now, but last year without a head coach, he was, and still with 8 wins, everybody says, oh, we are not done with, we are not sold on Caleb Williams. So I don't understand why you pathetically deny this just to tank for a player. That we don't know. First, he has to, his background has to be under
pressure. This is the same argument everyone always makes. Okay, what does the third win in week 12 do for you?
You just.
What does that win do for you?
You just play the game to win the game.
Yes, they play the game to win the game. We know that. The players play the game to win the game. Great. What does two and nine. What's the difference between 2-10 and 3-9? What's the difference? What's the difference? You're right. I don't know what they're going to pick. I don't know how impactful the player is going to be, but it's a tangible advantage. A tangible advantage. You're going off feels. Like your argument is, oh, you know, they need to start winning. They need to feel like winners. You're going on feels and fairy tales and hoping that things build. And like, I'm telling you facts. Here's a number where they would pick. Here's the number where they will pick. They'll have more players available to them throughout the entire draft process. Doesn't mean they'll be right. Doesn't mean they'll draft the right guy. Doesn't mean anything. It means more than being 3-9. You guys never mention that part of it. You just get mad at me about the draft and it's a crapshoot and you don't know and this what the hell does that win do for you? It does nothing for you. I'm sorry, it does nothing for you. And again, with Jackson Dart playing, we're going to have a different story. I'm going to feel different about it because I want the young quarterback to play. Like with Jameis Winston, that win means nothing. With Mike Kafka and Jameis Winston at the helm, means nothing. That's all I'm saying. It means nothing. And I wasn't screaming. I'm not trying to make this a tank thing because they have the quarterback, and that's typically what you tank for. Like, I am not, like, screaming about it. It's fine. If they would have won the game, fine. I wouldn't have been mad. But at the end of it, I know what's better. That win is meaningless. Everyone's getting fired. So, what's the point? Richie in Queens. What's up, Richie?
Totally agree. You know, another incredible 5 games up 10. I've never saw a team that goes up 10.
Never.
Chris, and within 1 minute and 14 seconds, gives it up.
They went up 10 points, they immediately went about losing.
Yeah, no, it's whoever the coach is. And the other thing, too, is talking to TK after the game yesterday, and I understand when it was a horrible call down when they ran, they passed, it's 4th and 6. If this is 2 years ago, it's not even a question. You're going to kick the field goal.
Yeah.
It's like now you can't. Oh, my goodness. You can't be up 6. You've got to be up 2. We can't stop them. So we've got to just give up points in that spot. And it's amazing how the offensive scheme is taken over that you can always say, you always have to say, we have to be up 2 scores. Otherwise, we will never win this game.
Yeah.
And to leave points like that, is it egregious? No. But it's just a different mentality now. It's like
no doubt, Richie. Yeah, I'm totally with you. It has changed. I don't know, but to be fair, this Giants defense hasn't made a single stop. I'm trying to. If I'm the coach, I'm trying to win the game. That's their best chance to win the game. Pat in the Bronx. What's up, Pat?
I'm trying to picture, Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
What could go wrong with acquiring a mid-30s infielder who's former All-Star, slick fielding and good hits for average? What could possibly go wrong with acquiring someone like that?
No.
And finally, is Nimmo, can you picture Nimmo going to management and saying, I want to become a 20-home run hitter and stop being selective?
I don't know. You think that was dictated to him? Is that what you're saying? He went from like an OPS guy to try and hit more home runs? I don't know. The thing with the Mets is, listen, again, it's unfinished. It's an incomplete on the report card. I can't give it an A. I can't give it an F. I think they're worse today than they were yesterday, but it sets them up to do different things. I think it's a clear indication Pete's coming back. I still think you got to spend money on your closer. You got to spend money in the rotation. I don't know if it means like some big-time outfielder. Maybe. But we were talking about that anyway. So we'll find out as we go through here. It's the beginning of the ending. So thank you guys for calling. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
1019 FM, WFAN, New York.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.